And I just don't think most people are willing to get this radical right now. And they wonder, why not me? Why is there everybody else? When's my break? I don't mean to be so blunt and pointed right now, but I hope this changes someone's life. I hope this changes 10 people's lives, maybe 100 people's lives. When you sit there and you listen and you're like, well, why not me? When's my turn? Guys, I make it my turn.
Welcome everybody to the Chris Harder Show, where we are making you unapologetic about your pursuit of success, knowing that when good people like you make good money, they can then do great things. My name is Chris Harder, and several times per week, I will bring you epic guests, solo episodes, and every single tool, trick, and skill set you need to grow your business, grow your money mindset, and to grow your wealth to levels that you have never reached before. I've ended up in a unique place in life where I've got the experience, the connections, and all of the secrets that it takes to be successful. And I'm lifting the curtain to reveal it all to you in an effort to help put you in a position of abundance so great that you can then be as generous as possible. So let's lock arms and let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And I hope I didn't blow anyone's ears out there, but mother freaking Glossy is in the house. And I mean, it is literally in the house and in like 1,000 other houses. How do you feel?
And well, it's in my body twice a day. So I feel freaking amazing.
It's in my body twice a day and I feel amazing. It's not just for women.
No, which I've been getting asked a lot because all of these wives are using it and their husbands are starting to steal it because it's so freaking good. How do I feel? I feel just excited. I feel so excited for people to get this product. One of the coolest things is to see what results people are getting. So people are already messaging me and texting me. I got one today that was, she feels like her hands look younger. I got one the other day when you were in the car that I read to you about a girl saying she always has had to put on moisturizer immediately and has not felt like her skin is cracking, which is really cool.
This is awesome.
Then I got one today from a woman who said, she's like, I think I'm getting a ton of energy. I'm like, well, maybe you are. Maybe you weren't drinking a lot of water.
I told you that. Do you remember I told you that?
Yes. I'm like, okay, well, this is a great side effect. Could be because you're getting so many.
Is there anything in there that would, you know, preemptively give extra energy? Or is it just that maybe we're hydrated for once?
Could be that you're hydrated. I don't know. This probiotic's pretty freaking awesome. I'm going to be sending out a lot of like educational emails on it. So I'll dig deeper into that. But maybe it's just because you weren't getting nutrients you needed to be getting before, because now it's like vitamin C, magnesium, prickly pear, this awesome probiotic, hyaluronic acid. I don't know. You know what's crazy is the more you study it, the more that you find out of just how many wellness benefits there are to each of these individual ingredients.
I'm out of my mother freaking mind proud of you. Like when it showed up, I don't even know if we've done a podcast episode since it showed up at the house. Have we? Maybe we've done one. I don't know. Maybe not. When it showed up last week in the mail, do you remember how it showed up too? Like the dogs, you know, so for those that don't know, the whole front of our house in California, it's glass. So you just slide the walls and they disappear. And so like the dogs come and go as they want, you know, through the house and in the front yard. And the mailman came and dogs ran out barking to him. He's like, gave them treats. And he handed me this box. And that box was my treat. And I was like, oh my God, it says from Glossy. And I freaked out and I opened it. And I literally teared up because I know how long the journey had been for you to get to that moment where I, as like a customer, received your product from the factory. And it was so effing amazing.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. I mean, when I say pretty cool, I mean one of the coolest moments. So we've had the product at the house. We just haven't gotten the actual, like, that was the starter kit, what everybody's getting. Like, that was us going online, placing an order through Shopify and getting it at the door. So yeah, pretty crazy, pretty life-changing. And wow, just the hoops and challenges, but it's so worth it. Now we have this incredible product that you and I love taking.
This wasn't supposed to be an episode about Glossy, but I drink way more water now. I literally crave it. None of this has anything to do with it being yours, by the way. Like I get a physical craving for it. I don't know, maybe put some crack in there or something. And it's already made my life better. I freaking love it. And I'm so proud of you, babe.
Well, honestly, I have been trying for years to get you to drink more water. How many water bottles have I bought you where I'm like, do you like this water bottle? My water bottles make me drink more water. Are you drinking more water? And you never did. And now you are. So
now
great.
I got it. Yeah. Well, now I crave it. Like now I never craved water before. And I did not drink enough water. I just didn't. It's just the way it was. And now I like get these cravings. Maybe it's the flavor. I don't know.
I mean, it could be. We did really crush it there. Okay. Let's chat about
the event whirlwind that you and I have been to.
Yes. And how life-changing it was. So I went on, I think it was Friday. Yes, it was Friday, to something called Elevator Nights by Dan Fleischman. It is for free. It is networking and getting to learn from all of these incredible business people and influencers and actors, actresses, like the gamut of backgrounds. And it's completely free again, you guys. So when Chris and I talk about getting in the rooms, there are reasons we are so passionate about it. Like I was in that room, not only to do a little speaking portion that Dan was just freaking lovely enough to put me up there. Like what an honor to go up there. But even if I wasn't on the stage, I would have gone to this. Like I don't actually want to miss another one of these, Chris, because I got so many, or I met so many people that are going to be amazing for this new company. Like there was a woman there who does, you know, you and I had been talking about the TikTok shop right now for Glossy. And there was a woman who literally does this, like helps people in the product industry and really big names of products, like really get out there in a big way. And I was like, this was literally on my list to try and figure out. And it took one night of going somewhere to go and meet the person who does this for everyone. It was like, how long would that have taken me to find this human being without
Forever.
Being in a room like that? And then not just that, I found a ton of incredible ambassadors for the product. I also met people who I'm going to go on their podcast. They're going to come on my podcast. Like, I don't even know who else.
Not just people with like massive famous show. Like the people you met were when you came home and told me, it was insane.
Yes. And how would I have ever like connected with these people? I'm sure I would have eventually, but how can I go and connect with 10 epic people and get 10 awesome leads that I'm going to follow up on for just awesome things that I needed in one night?
I'll tell you how. Proximity. I mean, while you were there Friday night, I was in Scottsdale speaking at Jim Quick's event. That's proximity, right? He's like, hey, man. It's funny. He thought we were still living there at the time when he invited me. So he's like, oh, if you're going to be in the area, come speak at my event. That's proximity. Then Saturday night, we had the most epic dinner experience of our entire lives that we would never get invited to, if not for what?
Proximity.
Proximity, living there. And there's two types of proximity. There's proximity, like you literally are physically there. You live there. Mm-hmm. Or there's a type of proximity where you put yourself there.
Yes, very true. Because there were a lot of out of town people at this dinner. I think it turned out to be 85 people at a dinner on Saturday night that we got invited to.
There's 70 people.
Okay, 70 people. And simply because we have an incredible friend who's in this network who invited us, and also because we live down in Newport right now, and we got invited to this dinner of just, like, I don't even know how to say it. Some people were famous. Some people are billionaires. Some people are, you know, have these incredible companies. Some people are changing the world in some way. It was mind blowing. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm sitting by all of these people that I follow online that I would have never thought that I get to sit with. And that is simply from putting yourself in all of these different rooms. And also, I will say some of that is from taking the giant leap to move somewhere where people get together all the time.
Yep. You got to either live by proximity or put yourself in proximity, right? Get up, be willing to travel, or you're just not going to go as fast. This is funny. This is what proximity did. We've followed some of the people that we had dinner with for a long time. Like the kind of people have, I don't know, 8 million followers or 10 million followers, whatever it is. And do you remember sitting there at dinner when you leaned over and you said to me, you go, do you see who we're sitting across from right now? And I go, babe, shut up. because I didn't want anyone to hear you. But yes. It was like one of those moments. I don't want to say who the people were. I want to respect people's privacy, but it was one of those like moments where it takes a lot for you to say that.
Oh yeah.
And all of a sudden we're sitting there with people to our left, people in front of us, people to our right, everyone that we've wanted to meet for how long?
Exactly. So what do you think, Chris, for people who are listening and they're like, well, I'm not necessarily living there. Or I'm not in those rooms. Let's tell them what we think because we've lived.
I'll tell you exactly what I think. This is a wake up call. Life is about doing something radical. And it doesn't mean doing something as radical as picking up your family, moving them. Cause I know that's not realistic for probably 3 out of 5 people listening.
Yeah.
Now here's the crazy thing. 4 out of 5 people listening think it's not a possibility for them. I think 3 out of 5 people listening, it's probably not a possibility for, and they shouldn't. That means 20% of you listening right now, you think, well, I would never do something that radical, but you actually could be, and you should be. So that's the first thing I think, right? Mm-hmm. 3 out of 5 of you probably can't understand that. Don't worry. We have an answer. But 2 out of 5 of you, if you're not living where the big things are happening, what would happen if you threw yourself there for a few years and ingrained in the community where the events were going on, where everything was happening? Like, you know, our dinner series coming up, it's happening in Beverly Hills. It's easier to go if you're already living in California, right? Yeah. Where all the doers are. So that's thought number one. But thought number two, for the 3 out of 5 that absolutely can't, and I back that up. I know that there are times you absolutely can't right now.
Yep.
Then your radical move is to ask yourself, how can I place myself in proximity? If I don't live in proximity, how can I place myself in proximity? Where are the events happening? Where can I squeeze them into my schedule? You know, even if it's not convenient or even if it's a little bit painful, how can I get invited into the room? How can I invest into getting into the room? Let me give you a real example. I'm living the example right now. Okay. So I'm in New York. You know, people can't see us. I'm in New York. You're in California. I just landed literally like an hour ago. Just got in my hotel and here we are recording he said, she said.
At 9 p.m. for him, by the way.
At 9 p.m. for me. Now, why am I recording this right now? Why am I here? I'm here because there's a really important, great big dinner going on tomorrow night here that I was invited to. And because I don't live here, I said yes, even though I don't have time in my schedule, even though I don't have a lot of extra energy right now, even though I am, you know, burning the bridges from both ends, or burning whatever they say,
the candle
from both ends, not the bridges, not burning bridges. burning
it's okay, it's ends. Late.
I knew I had to be at this dinner tomorrow night because it has people that have been asking about investing in my app who are famous, who are going to be at this dinner. So I knew I couldn't not go to it. So I made the uncomfortable choice based on my schedule and my energy. I still rose to the occasion, made the uncomfortable choice of flying to New York, landing at 9 p.m. and going to this dinner tomorrow night, because that's putting yourself in mother freaking proximity. And I just don't think most people are willing to get this radical right now. And they wonder, why not me? Why is there everybody else? When's my break? I don't mean to be so blunt and pointed right now, but I hope this changes someone's life. I hope this changes 10 people's lives, maybe 100 people's lives. When you sit there and you listen and you're like, well, why not me? When's my turn? Guys, I make it my turn. Lori makes it her turn. When we've moved, it's been uncomfortable, right? Families thought we lost ourselves, lost our priorities, you name it. When we travel, based on our schedule and everything's going on, it's uncomfortable. But we place ourselves where the action is. And that's why we get the breakthroughs. It's why we get the shortcuts. It's why we are accomplishing what we're accomplishing. And I look at what we're doing right now, and we could not do it without proximity, period. You can't make another argument for it.
No, you have to get in the rooms, or it's going to take a lot more time. It's going to go a lot slower. And it may not ever get to where you want it to go, because people are the ones who have the information and the access and the ability to get you to where you want to go. And to say, you know, you want to increase your sales in this way. Oh yeah, we're doing it for this person. This is how. Like, look at these results.
No. Get more specific instead of being general. Ready? Somebody sat to our left. Again, I want to respect people, but someone sat to our left.
Yeah.
And when you said, hey, I just launched Glossy, I want to get some more eyeballs on it, she said, oh, we're responsible for over 10 billion views on the internet. I would love to help you.
Yes.
What?
Exactly.
That's all it took was to be seated to someone to your left who you had never met before. Is that right? I don't think you had met her before.
No,
right?
I'd never met her before. Nope.
That's the granular example of what happens. Or when I'm downstairs at this party and I'm talking to the son of a mega A-lister, And he loves tech and he loves the give back cause of financial acumen. He actually goes into prisons and teaches. I don't know if you heard that part of the conversation.
No,
I know you're
that's awesome.
Isn't that neat? He goes into prisons and teaches. He feels like he has a kind of a need to give back. And he's like, wait a minute, you're doing a fintech app that makes borrowing more accessible, that also has a free give back cause of financial literacy. He's like, I'm in. Who can I introduce you to? What do you need? And he started texting people right there on the spot for me.
Wow.
It was insane.
Wow.
That is proximity. That doesn't happen over a random Zoom call. That doesn't happen over a virtual mastermind. It just doesn't happen unless you get your damn ass in a room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys, we have an event for you. This was not what this was about.
I love that segue, babe.
You know what? They should be so excited that there is an offering for them that has a room like this, because it is like, I literally don't mean to sound crazy, but if people are waiting to change their lives, like, these rooms are so available, whether it's our room or someone else. But I will say that Chris and I, because we're so obsessed with it and we know what works, we throw one heck of a party. We throw one heck of an event. So our next event is in May 30th in Beverly Hills. You have to go to the Dinner Series website. Actually, Chris, for texting to get on the VIP list, give them your text.
Yeah, listen, here's what's happening. We're opening up two more tables at this dinner. And the people coming to this Beverly Hills one, it's off the freaking charts. Yes. I don't want to say names, but it's off the freaking charts. Because now they caught wind. Now they caught wind. So they're like, Lori, can I come? Lori, can I come? Lori, can I come? Lori, can I come?
Now my friends want to come. All of these friends are like going to be VIP guests. So I'm throwing everyone.
Female moguls.
Yeah, totally.
Female moguls. So listen, we're going to open up two more tables. It's all we can fit. And that means about 20 people will get a chance to join the last crew that came. So if you even have a shot of getting a seat at one of those two new tables, you have to right now hit stop and text us the word dinner to 310-421-0416. Again, text us the word dinner to 310-421-0416. It puts you on the early access VIP list. So you get the link 24 hours before anyone else in social media. And in this case, we won't even send it on social media because it's going to go like that. And so if you're not on this list, you're probably not going to get a seat. If you want to be one of the 20 extra people that joins the last crew that was there, then you got no choice. Text dinner to 310-421-0416.
All right, you guys, we're so grateful for you. And until next time, we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening, guys. Love and appreciate you.
Thanks for listening. And if you loved this episode and know of someone else who is as successful as they are generous, please pass them on to me. It would mean the world to me if you helped me get this cause and this message out to as many listeners as I can. So please, if you liked what you heard, it goes a long way if you take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. I'll be forever grateful. And until the next episode, cheers to your success.